beating bullet.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows.
Hello, Mr. Fantasy. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and Chip. Jack left town.
Maybe I am insane, and maybe it's time for you to find out how insane I am, yeah.
I can kill everyone in this game?
Yeah,
by the power of Grayskull!
Etrigan, you stop right there!
Are you ready?
Welcome to this exciting episode of the Angry Geeks. I am Lewis. That is Quindobrella, a.k.a. I like to call her M. We're gearing up for our appearance. This will be our first official appearance together since you joined the team at Super Mega Fest this weekend. The big man, security for Angry Geeks, Axel's jumping in. And I'm not going to be 100%. I got to tell everybody that. Did go to the doctors today to get some okay news, not really good news, but I'm not going to be 100%, so don't expect me to be the Kryptonian that I am, the macho man that I am, but I will be rocking and rolling. I got this young lady watching me, Angry Geeks Jr. going to be there watching me, so I'm not going to be as animated, but we will be rocking and rolling. And yeah, big man, if you want to come up and hang out, definitely we can use you this weekend. All hands on deck, because Rose will be she's worried, because this is going to be a dry run for the granddaddy of them all, RICC. So definitely Aviva's in the house saying, nice background, Lewis. You need to take care of yourself. I am, lady. I am. I'm doing my best. Em and I were just having a talk backstage, and well, we got some cool guests coming for tonight. I know, the background says it all. They are these two cats that we kind of met up online. They are going into season three. Now, we do have a lot of, we know Star Trek fans. We know a lot of Star Trek fans.
Oh, yeah.
But these guys really take it to the extreme. They got their own TV show.
I know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do. They do more than what they're doing. We know where we're doing. I mean, we just sit there, put on lights and a camera, and try to be Arsenio Hall. You be quiet. My God. Anyway, without further ado, let's bring in Brian and Lily. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. How are you? Doing great.
I'm doing as well as could be expected. So,
Peachy King.
Yeah. I can't have French fries or pizza no more. And you're saying Peachy King. Yeah. Wow. So, anyway, Star Trek, it's been around forever and ever since I was a kid, since we were all kids in this room. What got you to love Star Trek so much and bring this passion of a captain's log that could be found on Roku, just like our show? What made you guys do this and bring this labor to love to life going into season three?
Well, it needed to be done really on broadcast television. We had found that there's a niche for huge Star Trek fans beyond just like an average fan, but some people take it to a whole other level, which I guess would be Lily and I, right? So broadcast TV doesn't have a Star Trek talk show like Will Wheaton's show, The Ready Room, which we love Will Wheaton. But however, you have to have a subscription to Paramount Plus, right? So we were able to put together a few contacts, get some interviews, and get into a production room with some writers, cast the greatest host on the planet, Lily Fox Lim, and do a Star Trek show. That's what we do.
All right. How did you guys hook up? Was it, I don't know much about your personal life, so I really don't want to get into that. Did you guys know each other? Are you guys related? How did you guys get together? Because we get asked that here on the Angry Geeks. Everyone asks, how did you and Jamie Wonder Woman get hooked up? How did you and Emily Quinterella get hooked up? We do get asked that question. So now I'm turning the tables now. I'm going to ask you guys, how did this happen? This.
Ooh, that's a good question. The answer's not that exciting, but I auditioned to be the co-host of the show for Brian, and that's how we met. And oh my gosh, now I feel like we will probably be friends forever.
Oh, too bad.
I
that's not
said
up.
That about me too.
See, I said too bad it's not us, and you said you wish I would say that.
Yeah, like, oh, it's too bad.
Oh, how many people? How many? Of course, it is. How many people did, maybe not, how many, oh, Brian, how many people auditioned? How many people auditioned?
Well, this is Southern California, so you know there's going to be a lot of people auditioning, being in and around Hollywood, right? And we had, the numbers around, I think it was like 160 or 170 women had auditioned for the role that Lily ended up getting cast under as a co-host. So it was pretty neat. It was down to four in our second audition callback. It was down to four. And I'm telling you, not just because Lily's on the call here, it was like, boom, we immediately made the decision, casting director and I, once we got to that callback. So it was pretty cool. Pretty cool experience. Wow.
Very cool. Wow. Good for you, girl.
I'm lucky. I couldn't believe that it was actually a real listing on the casting site. It's like Star Trek show. Like, tell us your favorite moments. Like, what? And I was like, are you serious?
Just yeah. It's like, okay, this is just meant for me. Just say my name right here.
Exactly.
Meant to be.
So, Lily, were you a fan beforehand?
Oh yes, of course. I started watching Star Trek in high school, and with the Next Generation, and then sort of went backwards, and now I feel like maybe the original series is my favorite. It's close. Anyways, yes, I have watched all of the series. It's hard to catch up now because there's so much new content coming out that's under the Star Trek fandom. So I'm still a little bit behind there, but I won't admit that. Pretend you didn't hear that.
All right. Out of the cast and crew, this question first goes to Lily. Who do you want to meet that you haven't met?
Ooh, I mean, if it includes people who have passed on,
yes,
I would say
not impossible, just harder.
Right. I like that. So yeah, I would love to meet Leonard Nimoy.
Okay. All right, Brian. Same question for you.
Can I give you two because it's a close tie? Okay. It would be Jonathan Frakes. Definitely Jonathan Frakes. Gosh, he's beloved among Star Trek cast and crew and fans, both in front of and behind the camera. So what's not to like, right? And honestly, I have to go with Lily's answer as well. Leonard Nimoy. Who would want to meet Leonard Nimoy? Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Very, very cool on both of you. Now, have you met any of the staff, Brian? My God. Have you met any of the cast? I said staff. I had a very trying day today, young lady.
Not one to judge.
Have you met any of the staff? Crew! My God! I did it again! I'm about ready to say, all right, Em, you're taking over. Go ahead. Have you met any of the crew? There you go.
We know what you mean, Lewis. We know what you mean. Yes, I have met many of them. Our favorite is, or at least my favorite, is Dennis Matalone. Oh my gosh, greatest stunt coordinator ever. And he's even seen on camera a lot, particularly in Next Generation, DS9, and Voyager. So many cool people that we've had the opportunity to meet. Dan Curry, he's the 7-time Emmy Award winner. I mean, my goodness, he's been in every iteration, every legacy Star Trek iteration past the original series. So, the list goes on and on. I met like probably about 20 cast and crew. So it's pretty neat.
All right. Now, have you brought your product to any of them and said, this is what we do, and can we have your blessing? This is Lily. And, what do you guys think?
We have, yeah, we have not really like a hard sell. You know, if we want to use that industry term from a marketing standpoint, we haven't gone hard sell. It's been kind of like a, we'll take it a little easy. We know a few people at Nickelodeon and CBS/Paramount, but it hasn't really been like a real legitimate pitch. It's been like, hey, we got this product, and if Will Wheaton ever wants to step down, or if you guys ever are interested in sponsoring us on broadcast TV, take us, please. We love
broadcast. Em, question before I keep going, because I can keep going all night. You know that.
I do know that, and I don't know if it's good for you. Just take a chill pill for a minute.
I will. Go ahead.
I swear to God, I had a Will Wheaton question, and now I'm blanking out here. Shoot.
Where did the idea come from to do
this? I was just to say, my question. Okay. Let me just say this. I got it now. I'll ask my usual question. The Will Wheaton question will come back to me because I do enjoy Will Wheaton myself. Mm-hmm. And you know, he does a great job on The Big Bang Theory. He's hilarious on that.
He does.
So like, when did you start, both of you? What age, how far back can you remember like your first moment seeing Star Trek? Like, when did you get that fan moment? Like, be like, this is my thing.
Well, you want to go first? Mine's pretty long. Mine's really pretty long.
This is a good story, though. as I was saying, I was just in high school. I think in the summer, I was, embarrassingly, I was making a nail art blog just for the zero people that looked at it, and I started watching Star Trek and just got hooked, and I would stay up like the entire as long as possible throughout the night, like into the morning, watching Star Trek. I just got like, I was like, this show exists, where was this, like this is
dedication all night.
This, yeah,
why are you so tired? What were you doing all night? It's like I was partying with Star Trek crew staff. I was partying with the staff.
Yeah.
Come on. My God, that was kind of rude. That was really, really rude. All right, Brian, where did the idea come from? What made you want to do this?
Well, it's always been a dream of mine to be like doing something with Star Trek in any capacity. I would say Lily would probably say the same thing. If ever you were given the opportunity to do anything on Star Trek, whether it be a production assistant, taking pictures behind the scenes on set, any little piece of the world, I thought, hey, this would be a good niche to get in there. And we can technically be official because we have a CBS Viacom license to talk about news and interviews and updates. So like, man, let's put this together. I have a few producer friends where we've done some small streaming platform dramas and stuff before, which is kind of a different genre, but let's do this. Let's find a studio here in Southern California that would give us an open door. And the Find Your Voice Center in Lake Elsinore has been amazing to give us production space to do the show for multiple seasons. And I wanted to be a little different from a talk show. So we brought an animated character aspect to the show because we didn't want to be like talking heads, you know. We wanted to kind of have a little comedy in there, and we were thinking, okay, what about first season Mr. Data, right, where he's kind of at the butt end of jokes, you know, literally gets to really beat Raj over the head a lot of times verbally with some of the I guess idioms and goofy things that he says about humanity and emotions. But we thought, hey, let's bring an animated character into this, and then that way it'll be myself, Lily, and then we have this animated guy that's on a view screen, and it works, right? We mix that in with all of these interviews, and we found this little niche where we get to do interviews with people that have perhaps never been interviewed before on Star Trek, behind the scenes people, stuntmen like Dennis Matalone, stunt coordinators, guest stars that haven't been, you know, maybe in maybe one or two, three, four episodes that you've wanted to hear from, and you're very well aware of their character. So we're like, hey, let's do something different. And it's on broadcast TV. So in almost every realm of a talk show, or even to another level of a Star Trek talk show, we're different.
And I'm sure like the whole, like you said, like interviewing people who haven't been interviewed before, like all the background stunt doubles, you know, reoccurring guest stars, I'm sure they appreciate it very much too. and you know, you guys, you're doing what you love, so it's like a win-win for all, and I totally love that.
Yeah, it's so fun getting to hear from those people. Ooh. Like getting to talk to them and actually like they were there. They made this. And we're just here like, we're fans. Can you tell us what it was like?
Yes, let me live through you, please.
Yeah.
Your costumes, they're very screen accurate. Do you treat them like, say, the 501st does? Do you make sure they're screen accurate? And where do you get them? Do you make them yourself as like a cosplayer would? Or do you have them commissioned out? How do you handle that?
That's fun. Well, that
Lily, you should. Yeah, definitely. He's the one wearing all the cool costumes, right?
No, I was going to say, if you wanted to talk about it, because I know I don't make them, unfortunately. I don't have those talents as you do. But Brian usually is figuring out different ways to source them from across the world, I guess, people who do make them.
I happen to know a sewer, a seamstress.
No. Oh, yeah. You do. You do.
Maybe that will come our way. Yes, we would be happy to have you on the show and credit you and make amazing Star Trek cosplay costumes.
That's a challenge.
Challenge accepted, yes.
So how they are screen accurate, like I know the red shirts are a special shade of red. How do you go about just even finding that to match what you need? Or how did you go about finding that special red or the command special gold? How did you go about finding all this? I know it's all documented, but how did you go out and where did you actually find it?
Well, we've had a little bit of help even from Lily's sister on doing some alterations because it's difficult to find exactly what you need in the right size and to make it as precise as possible. Because as you guys know, even in Next Generation's first two seasons, they had like the one-piece skin-tight suits to try to make it look futuristic. Mm-hmm. And we want to be as accurate as we possibly can and as close to the Star Trek world as we can. Because let's be honest, if you guys ever watch, okay, I'll just say it, some of the other Star Trek talk shows, the guys try or the gals try, but the communicator's crooked and it's like over here and like the collar, you can't see all the pips. They're like this way. And I'm like, no, we're not doing that. We're going to take the extra few minutes. And sometimes we've even had to like put fabric tape on Lily's neck just to make sure it's, you know, proper, right? Because why not go the extra mile? This is Star Trek, right? We want to be authentic. So we found stuff around the world. I mean, and here in the U.S., I mean, everywhere is where we're finding these costumes. It's pretty neat. Mm-hmm.
What was your largest reach? What was the biggest, farthest email from what country? I know you guys are international. What was the largest, farthest fan email that you received so far?
Great Britain.
Really?
Yeah.
And how positive was it?
Oh, it was very positive. It was pretty short and sweet. It was just along the lines of, hey, we love watching your show and keep up, you know, doing what you're doing, because these interviews I've never seen. Like, for example, they referred to stuntwoman Patricia Tallman, who we had interviewed. And this person, supposedly, from what I understand, I don't know the whole context, but they had seen so many Patricia Tallman interviews before. And by the way, she was a stunt person under Dennis Matalone in Star Trek The Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Voyager. And she was also Laura Dern's stunt person from Jurassic Park. But they had seen her so many times in so many interviews, and they gave us a compliment saying, man, I'd never heard that bit, or I'd never heard this much information and seen so many cool graphics on Patricia Tallman before. What an awesome interview. Thank you so much. That's essentially how the gist of the email went. So it's pretty neat, pretty gratifying to hear that around the world.
How many episodes would season three going to be? And when does season three launch? I know it's going to be in 2023, but how many episodes are you guys planning? And what's your filming schedule? How long does it take you to record an episode?
I'm glad you asked that, because I still have to discuss this with Lily, but we're we're hoping.
Oh, let the drama begin, Em. Do you have any popcorn? I can have popcorn. Just no salt. So if you have the popcorn, we can sit back and we can watch the drum.
I need that smart pop stuff.
Yes. Yeah. So.
We really want to double the episodes, and the idea here from a production standpoint is we would like to do 2 episodes in 1 studio taping and do 20 episodes next season, which the most we've ever done was we did 13 in season 1 and 11 in season 2. So we'd like to double that up, but only make
Hold on one second. I really want to see Lily's face right now. When you said 20 episodes, you should have seen Lily's face because it was classic.
I don't even know what my face was. Now I want to see it.
Or she's like, can I do it again?
Wait, yeah. How many episodes are we doing?
20 episodes.
It wasn't exactly
beautiful.
That. Yeah, it was. I could see Quinderella's face constantly when she would a guest would say something, or when we have a network meeting, somebody says something, and I could see her face, so I know what she's thinking immediately.
Or you know, it's real because I'm aware my face speaks louder than my words. It's a blessing and a curse, as I always say. So he knows it's really bad when the person's talking and I'm looking down, because I know my face is doing something and it's so bad I can't control what it's doing. So at least I know to look down, but that means this guy right here knows, oh my God, what is she thinking?
Because we just had a network meeting last night and one of our other business partners even picked up on it and he texted me and he was like, she had something to say but was quiet. I'm like, oh yeah, the kid had something to say. So when Brian said 20 episodes, I immediately saw Lily's face. Was like, what that? What you talking about, Willis? I was like, hilarious.
My face betrays me, but I really I was thinking that's exciting. That's like a lot of episodes, but it's a good exciting, like
it's a good gonna, yes yeah, it's a good thing
in a good way.
Now Brian, who does all the editing? Do you do all the editing yourself? Do you do all the green screen effects? Because I did notice you guys work with not just green, but you also work with blue. Which do you prefer, and do you do the editing yourself?
Seasons 1 and 2, I did do the editing myself, uncredited, because I do not like editing. But it had to be done, and it was something that I felt in order to give the push of the show beyond just like a good, stable like foundation at the beginning of the pilot, it really is going to need, you've heard the phrase, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. So that's the hat I put on, and it was like, okay. But in season 3 and going forward, we have an amazing producer named Dustin Serrano who has agreed to take on the editing. Thank you, Great Bird of the Galaxy. For season 3 going forward, right? So, yeah, he's going to do all of the editing except for graphics. I'm still going to keep that in my repertoire. And hopefully as a team, we'll be able to kind of have two heads are better than one type mentality and catch things that maybe we didn't the first few times. We don't make too many errors, right? I mean, Lily never makes errors, but as editors, we don't make too many errors. So when we do, it's very glaring.
She's
when I
good, right?
What's your... All right, this is a classic question for any Star Trek fan, and I know Aviva and her better half... Would Mark be her better half? I'm not sure, but Aviva is a huge Star Trek fan. What is your bridge preference? Let's go with Brian first.
Man, kind of like what Lily was saying earlier, you know, she goes back and forth between Next Generation and original series. Gosh. I would have to say just barely the original Star Trek series, just because of the classic nature and uniqueness and colors. Okay. You can't get away with that. You can't get away with that unless it's original Star Trek or Batman. I'm not even a huge Batman fan, but they made it so.
Bite your tongue, sir.
I'm just not a huge Batman fan, but the Technicolor was so cool that it lives on to this day. Right. And I wish Strange New Worlds would have made it a little closer to that, but maybe they will at some point. But yeah, that's mine. That's my long answer, sir.
Okay, now with the bridge preference, who or who would be your bridge preference?
Ooh. Okay. It's got to be Captain James T. Kirk.
Oh, okay.
First Officer Spock.
Well, that's like shooting for the stars, pardon the pun. Wow. Lily, your bridge, who is your bridge preference? We already know what crew, but your bridge preference.
Oh, okay. Also, if I had to work on a bridge, like the physical cool layout and the equipment, I would want to work on Discovery. I mean, what a cool ship.
Okay.
It's like advanced. Everything is like open space. You know, you can see everybody. I don't know. Anyways, that's not the question. I think I'd want Picard.
My God, again, shooting for the stars. You guys are power hungry.
He's just like a little bit more level-headed in terms of deciding things in a conflict. But, you know, Kirk has that heroic nature that makes him take risks, and they usually pay off because they're smart. And he's
okay. How many times a day, or how many times have you said "make it so"?
That's a good one.
That's a really good question. I think I did it about 3 or 4 times one time to a friend because they kept saying it in the Picard voice, which Lily does the most amazing Jean-Luc Picard voice, by the way. Maybe she can give you a line or two.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, the rest of the questions you answer have to be in that voice.
Oh, yeah. No, hold it. No, Lily, the con is yours.
Thank you, number one. This is my Picard voice. I'm Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise. I will. I can't think of anything else he says.
Say, make it so.
Make it so.
What factor, Mr. Crusher? What factor 4? Oh my God! Oh my God!
It's my favorite. I'll never do it in a Picard voice.
All right. Here's a big question. Do eat now? Oh, then we got Aviva says Mark isn't a big fan. I'm actually wearing my "Make It So" SEW shirt today. For those who don't know, I sew for a living. Yes,
I love
Aviva
it.
Hat. So she cute. Does. And Mark is comes back. They believe it or not, they watched the show in 2 different areas. This is true Angry Geeks fandom, and I love Mark and Aviva so much. They watch on 2 different devices. Mark says true, but I kind of look like Picard. And he does. He does. He's got the perfect shape dome. Ooh. So definitely. Brian, favorite Klingon saying in Klingon?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And not Kablah. It cannot be Kablah.
Don't lie.
Lily's going to have the greatest. So mine's going to pale in comparison because she speaks Klingon too. So
no way. Do you? Do you give lessons?
Because I like to start a course because I feel like there's not a really good comprehensive Klingon course. So I'm trying to create that for like just YouTube or whatever.
Can I join? Because I bought the book, but I can't even speak English. So I was like, no, Emily can tell you, Jamie can tell you, Jack can tell you, the rest of our team can tell you. I can't speak English. And I bought the Learn to Speak Klingon book and I was like, nope, forget it. But I want to learn so bad.
Oh, well, then yes, of course I can help you. It's not like I feel like when people say I speak Klingon, from what I've learned, I think it would be so difficult to actually speak Klingon, like, because no one's gonna understand you, first of all, so you can't really speak.
No one understands me now. What difference is it? Em, do you understand me? No.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
Yes. Yeah,
sure. You know what? He would end up probably speaking Grabon instead of Klingon, something like that. It would make up a whole new language.
That would be like super awesome. All right, continue. we got to take a break soon, but continue. Tell us really quick.
Mine would be actually, I'll try to do it in Picard voice too. It's Miriak! Which means basically like shut up and Klingon or enough, from what I understand.
Oh, don't teach that to Emily. Teach that to don't, because she'll be saying that to me all the time.
No. Oh, no.
We're gonna take 30 seconds, and when we come back, we're gonna have some more fun with Brian and Lily from the cast of A Captain's Log. H Squared Collectibles. 39 Wedgewood Drive, Suite 232. Inside is Taylor Mill Mall. Pokemon every Saturday morning. Become a Pokemon Blaster. Magic Gathering every Friday night. Comics, toys, finals. Diecast and more. Find your inner hero at CH Square Collectibles. Proud sponsor of the Angry Geeks Show.
That was cool.
Did you guys hear that roar of the crowd or no? No. All right. Ah, crap, it's still not working. Anyway, welcome back to this week's episode. We got Lily and Brian here. And Em, you got a question?
No, I don't think I do right now. I've asked my usual, and I still can't remember what I was going to ask about the other guy. I'll think of it. If I do, I will interrupt you, I promise.
You better. You got to start writing stuff down.
Like, I don't all the time.
I know. I don't know why, but you know what? Let's just do question of the week since the board is not working and I'm kind of upset about that. So we're going to do question of the week. Question of the week is once again brought to us by Alternate Universe New Haven and Milford, Connecticut. Make sure you go there every Wednesday to pick up your new comics. If you do not live in the area, email Eric. Tell him the Angry Geek sent you, and he will set you up, man. He'll send you those comics flat in the mail, just like they did in the 80s and 70s, and he'll get you what you want. Just contact Alternate Universe LLC, Milford, and New Haven. So, this week's question of the week. Where the heck did it go? This week's question of the week, once again, brought to you by... The whole thing's falling apart this weekend.
Lewis and Quinderella, do we get to ask you a question as well?
Later on.
I could say, yes, if...
Absolutely, but this week's question of the week, where does it say that Humpty Dumpty is an egg in the nursery rhyme?
More like a fact in your face.
Really, seriously, this is a question. Where does it say he's an egg? Where does it say he's an egg? Lily, you go first. Where does it say that he is an egg in the nursery rhyme?
I feel like this is a true or false question. I guess it doesn't specifically say, but then maybe the story, when it was originally written, came with an illustration. So that's just, you know, how the author meant for it to be interpreted. Or maybe someone just made that up and we all bought it like chumps.
That's a good, okay. That is a good answer. Brian, well, I could see your look. Brian, what is your...
It doesn't say that. I just went over it in my head as the screenshot just popped up. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together again, insinuating that he's like an egg and he fell backwards and he broke into pieces like an egg? That's my answer? I don't think it says egg in the nursery rhyme specifically, although it's insinuating. Strongly insinuating.
Psychic?
In the mind of innocent children, but then the poor things find out it's a lie because he just, what is it? He falls over and then just breaks his head open. And then he gets put back together, but then you realize, oh, wait, children. No, it doesn't say he's an egg anywhere. Your poor, innocent, cute mind made that image in your head, but then you realize, oh my god, that could have like been my uncle or something. So it's a lie. It's where does it say Humpty Dumpty's gonna egg? Like I said, in the mind of innocent children many years ago, and that's why my generation is just so messed up now. Because there was a lot of weird rhymes like that.
It's true. Good answer.
Like you research Yankee Doodle, the Ashes thing, Bronze Lullaby. They're all so messed up.
Right.
No, Yankee Doodle, the British were just making fun of us.
teasing us in nursery rhyme form. Yeah, it's Deep Thoughts by Jack Candy on that one for sure. But I agree with you. That's really suggesting something, if you will, with murder or highly suggestive content in nursery rhyme form.
Yeah.
Make a good point.
Yeah.
Well, okay. All I know is, why would someone put an egg on the wall? So I personally, that's what I'm taking away from this, because it's like, it doesn't say that he's an egg, but I was brought up to believe. See, I had the worst parents in the world because they lied to me. So, I mean, they lied to me about Santa. They lied to me about the Easter Bunny. So now I'm trying to figure out that they lied to me about the Tooth Fairy. And now they lied to
me about... You're just now figuring out that you got lied to about the Tooth Fairy.
Yes.
Oh, no. That happened last week.
My mom watches the show, and I call her up. I just say, you're a horrible mother. Because she lied to me. She lied about Santa Claus. And that's why I don't buy her nothing for Christmas anymore, because she lied. So, and it's just, no, now I find out.
Give me the book of Grab-On.
I don't think it does. Humpty Dumpty is not an egg. He's just a fat guy. That's what I think. Speaking from one fat guy to another, he's just a fat guy.
I do have to agree, though, with Quinderella's assessment in that it depicts images in a childhood of an egg cracking, for sure. I 100% agree with that. First time
okay,
I...
Okay, you each get...
My brain, yeah, it makes sense.
All right, you each get 5 points.
Okay.
I get nothing because everyone yells at me for saying my mother is a horrible mother, but she is because she lied to me.
I said nothing.
All right, Brian, you said you had a question for Quinderella and I. What is your question?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. So out of Legacy Star Trek, which is original series Next Generation, DS9, Voyager, and Enterprise, and New Star Trek, which is Discovery, Prodigy, Lower Decks, Picard, Strange New Worlds, and you can call Short Treks a series as well, what would be your favorite series out of both, Legacy and Current Trek?
Current, Picard. I haven't seen all of it, but I've also Picard. I think that's just pretty much a given. Like everyone has like loved that one, from what I understand.
It's amazing.
Old one, Lewis. You answer this. You answer
okay.
First.
I'm gonna go Legacy, the original, only because that is something that my dad and I did every night. It was on 6 o'clock every evening, channel 11 WPIX, and that's something that we shared. We ate dinner, we sat down, we watched Star Trek. Aww. That's something that we did every evening, and I that would always be my favorite. And when I went to school, I used to draw the Starfleet insignia and stick it on my shirt. So that is, I'm always gonna say that, and it's always gonna be the original crew and the original show. And the we had a video disc player, and one Christmas my dad actually went out and bought me the Wrath of Khan to play in that video disc player. So it's always going to be, you know, the original series. That's it, plain and simple. So yeah, it's going to be that. As far as, I haven't watched, to be, believe it or not, I don't have the Paramount Network, so I haven't seen any of the new stuff. I haven't. I get yelled at. I got
this.
What?
Nothing.
No, my wife Rose is like, you got Peacock, you got this, you got this. You don't need another one. I'm like, yes, I do, but no. So I don't have Paramount yet. So no, I haven't watched anything yet. And no, I can't use someone else's. Not yet.
No.
No, that's illegal.
Yeah. It's not. Never mind.
It's on DVD too, I believe. The first few seasons of Picard and Lower Decks and Discovery. So, yeah,
I heard great things.
It's awesome.
I heard great, great things. But yeah, it's always going to be that.
Love your answers. Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, season three, you guys are going to start filming it. Season one and two is now available on YouTube. And season three is coming in. Are special guests? Are you guys bringing any special guests? Who would you like to have as a special guest for season three?
Ooh,
huge wish list, right? We literally do have like a long, long list, and it's literally that. I want to say probably like 40 people in the foreseeable future. But we've already landed four people, which is awesome. We're going to interview those people way ahead of time. Kind of as a screen test. So it'll be pretty neat. But we talked about having our first in-studio guest, not like FaceTime or with the amazing technologies that we have.
I know, there's a face. Yes. Does she know? Does she know?
We've had so many conversations sometimes. Like it's like, did I tell you that? Or did you tell me this? You're going to be on a set. You're going to Paramount. Like, you're doing this production. Lily, that's awesome. Tell me more. We've had so many conversations. So I'm pretty sure I did, but it wasn't even in concrete. It was just like, hey, I have this idea and I'm going to run it by some of our other producers. It was like a battle stage. But yeah, we're definitely going to do it. I've even talked to the in-studio guests about doing it. And I've talked to the studio themselves. So, yeah.
She's all smiles, cool. Brian. Can you tell us? Can you give us a tidbit?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You can't let her down. Look at the smile. Look. I mean, come on. Look at that smile.
Look at it.
Come on, Brian. Stop it.
Yeah, it's going to be our favorite. It's Dennis Matalone, Mark Riccardi, and Patricia Tallman, if she's still here in Los Angeles. I know she was talking about moving and actually just traveling and going abroad. And then one other person on FaceTime. So we would have like a combination of like the really cool couch in our quarters with the warp field flying behind us and Lily on and I on each side. And there's our amazing stunt people from Legacy Star Trek in studio. And they live nearby, you know, in North Hollywood, which isn't too far. So that's our goal for the season finale of season three. There you have it.
Look at that fans. I was trying to get the big face. Now, let me ask you guys this really quick question. I'm surprised Em didn't come up with this. Have you guys stepped into our world and went to any conventions, any comic book conventions to bring your product out there and say, hey, guys, this is us. You know, set up a laptop, set up a screen, and say, here you go. Have you guys watched us? Have you guys found us? Lily's like shaking her head. Yeah. Have you guys done that yet?
Talked about it. So I'm sure it's in the works. But we haven't done it yet, which would be so fun.
Yeah, with a lot of fun
there too. Like a hangout.
Yeah, Anaheim WonderCon was the one that we were targeting a couple times, and it's a funny little story. Is the studio producer that works with us, Ian? He's an amazing guy. He co-directs the show too. He had mentioned, hey, I got tickets to go to WonderCon. Do you guys want to set up like a booth or do you want to have Raj there? And I'm like, Raj, he's an animated character. How would we do that? So long story short, he gave this really cool like special effects spiel how he could pre-program like responses. Somebody asked him a question like AI. I'm like, that's amazing. But that would take a lot of rigging up. So he got tickets and Lily had, I think, a gig going on, or she had a friend in town, one of the two, and I don't remember, I had something else going on, and literally within like 2 or 3 weeks of Anaheim WonderCon, we decided not to go. And Ian had asked, he's like, hey, are you sure I got this extra ticket, Lily? Are you sure I got this extra ticket, Brian? We're like, sorry, maybe next year.
Got to plan in advance, you know?
Yes, exactly.
We're like, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Once you get the first couple down, it just kind of like, you know, just becomes, how should I put this? Just like once it becomes a regular thing, it's like, oh, a week from now? Okay, yeah, sure. Whatever. Yeah. Lewis is like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys should really come to New England and go to the granddaddy of them all, Rhode Island Comic Con. It's the best of the best. That's where you got to go. That's when we hit the stage and have some fun.
This year's the 10th anniversary.
Yep, the 10th anniversary this year. We're always having someone from the Star Trek universe there. And last year we had Captain Kirk there. Bill Shatner was there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you have the, are you going to show the picture?
Should I? Yeah, last year I had the opportunity of singing happy birthday to him. That cake was made by, I can't really say at the moment, but this was made by Carolyn Jarvis by Cares a Lot Confections. Well, she's going to be a sponsor. Cares a Lot Confections is going to be one of the newest sponsors of the Angry Geek Show. But Carolyn and I presented William Shatner with this cake, saying happy birthday to him. And then we both sat at the table and had a piece of cake with him. And that was, yeah, it was. And I tell you what, that cake is really good. Carolyn is a tremendous baker. I mean,
that's beautiful.
She could actually cook that cake really good. Really, really good. And I forget how long it took her to make that cake. And it was heavy because I had to actually carry the cake over. It was heavy. But it was great. And it was such an loved the cake. So that this is Carolyn dressed up as Catwoman. She made that. Cares a Lot Confections, future sponsor of the Angry Geek Show. And we brought that over. So now Lily already saw that picture, Brian. But
I'm just admiring it. I see the bridge, like the little red bars surrounding the bridge on the side of the cake.
I think the bridge was edible. I can't remember. All I remember was he cut me a very big piece of that cake and he was like, eat. And we already ate lunch. So I was like, but I ate it because it was Captain's orders. So
exactly, Captain's orders.
So yeah, I had to sit down and eat it. But yeah, Carolyn can make any type of cake and they're all delicious. She's an amazing baker. Absolutely amazing.
And cosplay.
Did Bill Shatner end up eating some too?
Yeah, he did. He sat down at the table. Everyone in the green room at that time, we all ate cake, but he ate the cake right next to Carolyn and I, and a few other people too. We all sat there. We sang happy birthday to him, and he ate the cake with us. Oh. And we have another. Oh, Led. Hey, Led. How are you? And yeah, he did have a piece of the cake. There's a video of us singing happy birthday somewhere on the interwebs. But that's the place where you guys got to go. Rhode Island Comic Con. Get a table there. Bring your wares and have some fun out.
Always something to do at Rhode Island Comic Con. Not Rhode Island in general, I'd say, but Rhode Island Comic Con.
So when is season 3 ready to launch? When are you guys expecting to launch? I know it's 2023. Where is it ready to launch? And where could people find you? Before, I know we have 10 minutes left, but let's get you guys out there now. Where can people find you? What is your URL? Where is your Facebook page? What is your YouTube? What's your Instagram? Where can people find a Captain's Log? And where can they download it through the App Store on Roku and on Amazon? You guys are on Amazon as well, just like us, correct? Or no?
I'm not on Amazon. I would love to be
on
Amazon.
You're not on Amazon. Oh, thank you for correcting me. Okay, but where on, what can they go to the Roku store and what do they look up?
Yeah, the Roku store, it's Detron TV. So it's DETARON TV, and that's the channel, and that's the one that we're on. You can find all episodes up to date, seasons 1 and 2 of A Captain's Log, on that Roku channel. So DETARON TV.
Okay, and then, on social media, where can they find you?
Well, Lily usually says the social media the best when it comes to Instagram because we have so many freaking underscores, right?
So there's a lot of
the only way we could do it.
All right, Lily, you're on deck. Come on.
Thank you, guys. Right there. That's it right there, right?
Right there.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
Yeah. So a lot of underscores. It's at a captain's log show with underscores in between every single, like where there would be a space. So
that's kind of weird. Why would you do that?
There's so many a captain's logs or captain's shows or a captain's log out there. We had to really stand out, and we thought, okay, we'll just underscore the heck out of our keyboard and just tell people that when we do the show. Yeah.
Really? There, at least. Wow. Are you guys having difficult finding that? And they're shaking their head. Yeah. Okay. They're saying Lily has too many underscores. Okay, they're not pulling that up. Elisa, go ahead and explain it. Just how many underscores you got? I think M is. Are you looking for it or no?
Okay,
am I looking for it? Yeah. What, under my table? No. I'm right here.
how many underscores, Lily? How many? Okay, six? Okay. Seven? She said the word. And I want this girl to teach me Cleon. She said A the can you what's the hardest word?
I'm out.
What's the hardest word you ever spelled? A? What? Okay, so A underscore. A
underscore captains underscore log underscore show.
Underscore.
No. I don't think there's another underscore. And now I'm going to be wrong, and there is going to be another underscore. No, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, right. Yeah, to me that was right. And then if we want to add another underscore, I guess we could go to Instagram and change it.
We can, yes. We'll put 8 at the end. Yes. Just a long line.
Exactly. That would be fun.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, they're just shaking their head. No, they just gave up. No, they just said go there. No,
we'll have to say that to you.
but what do you want, Em? What do you got? You're pointing at the screen.
Wait, what?
Huh?
I didn't do anything.
Oh, okay.
I'm listening to this. I'm just trying to follow the underscores. That's all. Underscores, learning Klingon, all that good stuff. A's and 8s. Apparently, I don't know the difference between that either.
Neither do I. It's okay. We're two peas in a pod. It's true. Absolutely.
Truly.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. So, yeah, we're just two peas in a pod. So, Brian, how many seasons are you attempting to go with this? How long do you think the run's going to be?
It's funny you asked that because I was going over that in my head last night as I was walking this parking lot. Lots of things to think about. But honestly, a lot of it has to do with Lily and if we want to continue to do this together because it's a two-way street, right? I've told her even on air, I don't want to do this without her. So,
oh, respect. Honestly,
oh, that was so,
yeah, seriously. I mean, that's the thought. So until, you know, she's like, we're going to hang up the tricorder and the communicator and call it a day. And that's probably when we'll do it.
Aww. That was the sweetest, geekiest thing I've ever heard.
Hey, we're on the Angry Geek Show, right?
Exactly. So. That's why I love it. It's perfect.
Oh, and look at Aviva sought you guys out. Look at that. That is on Instagram.
There you go.
Thank you, Aviva.
Aviva is, and Lily. Oh, my God. Look at that. Lily is also a trooper as well. Aviva comes in. Guys, you see that in private chat? Or I'll do it. And boom. There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
All
the underscores. Look at that. So, Lily, do you have anything to say before we wrap up?
Sure. I'll say.
A doctor will give you something to clear that up because.
Yeah, actually.
I love it.
Okay. You wrecked my joke because I.
There's always an awesome reaction to Lily's play on. Tell me about it. I've tried to think of different faces on to do to react to her when she says something.
I'm hurting Lily. I have to stop.
I was halfway through my joke and Emily said, "I feel you," and it just wrecked the punchline. All right, what did you just say, Lily? Because I want to know what Emily is feeling.
Yeah, it's a Klingon proverb that today is a good day to die, which is, you know, they die honorably in battle, so it's important.
Okay.
To die honorably, that's working in retail for 8 years, I know.
And Emily, that was a perfect response, Nathan. You just said, "I feel you." That was an absolute perfect.
This whole time, I secretly knew. I'm on your level here, Lewis.
High five! Look at this, guys. Virtual okay. High five! One more time. Look at that. Perfect. Oh, well, anyway, this is all we have for tonight. It was a blast having you guys on. You guys have intense passion for Star Trek. I hope we delivered what you guys expected from us, and you know, all the best of luck for season 3. We're hoping to get people to go back and watch season 2. Get to a con, man. Push your stuff. Definitely come to New England. You know, yeah. I know California is nice, but come to New England. Come to the New England con scene. Come to an alternate reality entertainment event, especially Rhode Island Comic Con. Come there, set up a booth, and just have a blast and get your stuff out there for sure. And Lily, get the Klingon lessons up because I'll definitely join.
That's going to be her separate table. Sign up for Klingon lessons.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And just, you know, just hang out and have some fun. You guys are fantastic. Thank you very much for being on and just hang out with us for a couple seconds as we sign off. And guys, thank you for tuning in and watching Quinderella and I tonight right here on Pod TV and on the Angry Geek Show Network. For those of you watching on Public Access, Greenfield, Foxborough, South Hadley, Warren, Ware, and wherever else that we are, thank you for tuning in. And if you have any questions or whatever kind of guests you want Emily and I to have on, please send those emails in. Make sure you go to the website. If you can't watch us and you want to listen to us, go to the website and download whatever episodes. The audio version of this episode will be up tomorrow. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button. Please share and like. Aviva, Mark, and everyone else, we are grateful for you guys hanging out with us tonight. And tune in for Faces and Heels tomorrow night as Jack and I have the main event on as we talk to you about pro wrestling. Lily, is that your stomach?
Sorry, yeah.
Emily and I will be back next week with another very special guest. Next week we have Adina on, and what Adina does, the reminder's not telling us, but I know she's an author. So without further ado, we'll see you guys next week. See ya.